You are now listening to Off the Rim.
Hello? Hello? Oh, there we go. There we go. Somebody pushed a button. Anyways, that means that didn't pick up. Ah! Hello, everybody. I'm back. We're all back. It's off the rails time.
Do we?
We no longer have technical difficulties. We're fine now. We're all right. Fellas.
Hello.
It is no longer April. Do you know what that means?
Just,
warm.
We're entering the final stretch, boys. It's May.
Oh, school.
It's May 1st. We are at the final stretch, the last month.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm scared.
It has been so long for all of this.
Long?
It's gone so fast. So much time has passed that it's felt so fast. I don't understand.
I think it's because you're old.
I'm not old. I'm Samuel. I'm so sorry about that one. It was right there.
Like I feel old because all my friends are giving me graduation party invites.
Dude, I've been handing those things out, dude.
What is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
I've had people send them to me. I'm just not going to go.
Oh, I'm going. I'm going to every single one I can. I'm spending literally all day. One day, I think I'm going to wake up, go to Pierman's. And then after Pyramids, I'm going to Rocks, and I'm going to go home. But that's from, like, 1 to, like, 8 or 9.
That's next week, dude.
That's a long time for parties, man.
Dude, hang out with my friends.
It feels weird handing out those party invitations. Because, like, I don't feel like...
You're graduating?
I feel like... Because I keep saying summer vacation, summer break, as if I'm coming back to school.
You're going back, just not high school.
I know.
You're going to college.
It's odd. It's off. I don't feel...
Don't feel your age.
I don't feel... Yeah. It's weird. Like, I don't feel... Have I committed anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get into IUPUI, but I need to finish filling out the thing.
Wait.
So, oh yeah, these things.
Oh, do we got taffies today? Saltwater taffies?
Yes. Gabe has handed me a small thing of taffy.
Saltwater taffies. We have enough for everybody to have two. But
what flavor?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to guess.
Well, I already...
It looks like a banana.
Yeah, I guessed earlier. And
is it a banana?
Apparently, I got it right.
I'm not going to tell you.
But, well,
is it bad?
Well,
did you like
it? Could be.
I forgot to hit the transition.
I liked it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So, this is some saltwater taffy Gabe has handed me.
Mm-hmm. I've had saltwater taffy before, by the way.
I love saltwater taffy.
We all have saltwater taffy in our hands right now.
Love saltwater.
Brody's currently opening his up.
Yep. I guess we should all just pop these at the same time. Yep.
Can somebody give me
Am I supposed to guess it? Because you guys already guessed it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So, well, I mean, Gabe already knows what the flavor is. I guessed it correctly. 3, 2, 1. There we go.
Do you chew your saltwater taffy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, depends on the flavor. Like, if it's a flavor I want to stick around for a while, I won't chew it.
But, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. That's actually... Ooh.
It's not bad, though.
It's caramel. It just tastes like caramel to me.
Oh, it does taste like caramel. That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because it's both sweet and salty.
Mm-hmm.
I guess...
It tastes like salted caramel. I know that's not what it is, because it's yellow and white. But that's what it tastes like.
I'm tasting the butter.
He's close.
Is butter?
Mm-hmm. Close. Halfway there.
Popcorn. Butter popcorn.
Yep. Salted butter popcorn.
Salted buttered popcorn taffy.
You know what it actually tastes like?
What?
It's not it's not regular popcorn. What's it called? When like there's like this
caramel corn or kettle corn?
Kettle corn. That's what it actually tastes like.
Yeah, because it's both sweet, salty, and buttery.
Yeah, but it's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like kettle corn. It's good.
What a way to start the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Sweet treat.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning the show.
One day for the last day, I'm going to go down to Rocket Fuse in Indianapolis. I'm going to buy the most horrific sodas, and we're going to drink it.
Oh, dude, okay. I've already...
Like, have you seen the Buffalo Wings one?
I have not. There's Buffalo soda?
Can we get a gallon of milk, too? And then, like, 3 hot sauces as well on top of that?
No.
Sounds like my friends when we go out to a Mexican restaurant. They hand us the salsa. If one of us gets up and walks to the restroom you'll come back to like sugar packets in your salsa, hot sauce.
Oh, you got that kind of table, don't you?
Evil.
Evil. The mysterious potion.
Yeah.
Do not.
They used to do that to my drink too. They throw like, you know, the green sauce.
Yeah.
They would throw that in my drink. Like, and I get like a Coke. Ooh. So I come back, sip my Coke. I'm like,
it's like, all right, time to take a sip of this.
I just go, but I used to get mad. I used to get upset because I was like, my drink, man. I can't even ask my for a drink, new one.
My diet, Dr. Kelp.
How am I supposed to enjoy my pizza without my drink? That was a really good episode of SpongeBob.
It was.
I got to be honest. Like,
iconic.
Absolutely. And Squidward stood up for SpongeBob in that. Like, Squidward's a jerk, but he understands how to be a good person. Like, he is deep down.
Top three times Squidward was a decent person.
Yeah, but if you work in, like, food.
And you got to deal with someone like SpongeBob all the time.
And you have to just deal with customers. You become
Squidward. You're going to get frustrated at
some
point.
No, you just become Squidward.
Life's going to get frustrating at some point.
I have a video saved to my phone.
Moments like that show just how real Squidward ever was.
I have a video of that. Of 1 minute of Squidward being real.
Mm.
And it's like crazy.
Speaking of getting real, I guess it's time to present some real news.
Uh-oh.
Something that's happening this week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Something that we have been waiting the entirety of our lives in radio for.
The Slow Dive concert happening this Sunday?
No. Before that.
It's on a Friday and Saturday.
This Friday and Saturday.
Your
May 3rd.
Birthday?
And May the 4th. What?
May the 4th be with you?
That and Star something Wars. Else.
We better throw on some Star Wars movies while we're here.
Oh, we can. We definitely have some like Star Wars track in the background.
Yeah. This Friday. Can I say it?
What's happening?
This Friday is the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Is the marathon. Woo! The WBDG marathon. We will be going all the way Friday morning to Saturday at like
night.
Yep.
Yeah, late.
It starts from 8, ends at midnight.
Ends at midnight of Saturday, the next day.
So I'm not going to be here all Saturday.
I have to, I might have to leave for a little bit, but my work's like 10 minutes from here.
Dude,
actually not that bad.
I am excited. You guys have never dealt with the marathon before.
Mm-hmm. No.
But let me tell you, it is an exciting venue.
Are you going to be here the whole time?
Friday I'll be here. Saturday I'm still unsure about because Saturday is the same day as prom.
Right.
So I got a lot of things going on there.
Just if it's prom, pick prom.
Yeah. That's the plan.
You did it last year. You did marathon last year, right?
I also did prom last year as well. I did the two of them.
Are they always on the same day?
I guess. Apparently. Maybe. But
that sucks.
You guys, how much about the marathon are you prepared for?
Two.
Two? What? That doesn't make sense.
On a scale of what?
Seven.
Just like how...
1 through 10?
How ready do you feel for the whole entire ordeal?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't even know what we're doing most of the day.
You don't know what we're doing? Well, let me tell you. Allow me to inform you real quick, Brody. Mm. So, basically, the entire time, we're going to be in here, in this studio, playing music throughout the ages. Just kind of showing appreciation for student radio throughout the years. So, we're going to be playing a bunch of the top hits through the years, all the way from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, today, and whatever in the world the DJ feels. But that's usually at like later at night. Like last 4 hours of the marathon is DJ's choice. Or anything gets played by whoever is sitting in this chair or whoever calls in. But there's going to be that. There's going to be a bunch of prizes being handed out. Basically, we'll just have a long list. We have a lot of prizes. So, I'm excited to see if I can hand any out this year, because I didn't get to hand any prizes out last year. I didn't sit in this chair last year during the marathon. I was mainly the call boy, running back and forth, picking up phones. But,
How many people do you think are listening right now?
How many people do I think are listening? Raise of hands. Who is listening? Sound off.
Yeah, just Raise your hand and... No, I can't say that.
Raise your hand while you're driving. That's only, only your right hand, not your left hand.
Just one hand. You're
driving a manual. Don't.
One hand.
People, please keep your hands on the wheel. Do not know.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hands on the wheel.
Seatbelt buckled.
And don't turn that dial, please. Please. So
I mean, you can turn whatever dial you want. Hopefully it's the AC, though.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the radio dial. You know, the one that has us listening. People are listening to us.
Not everybody has dials.
Really?
Yeah. Some people switched to a buttons and other things. They got touchscreens now, right?
I mean, yeah, but those aren't as fun as dials anymore.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You can't
say
touch that, don't touch that button because cars are full of buttons. You say don't turn that dial, that means one of two things. Well, except for like...
I have three dials.
Except for like...
Wait, four dials.
There are some people that have dial shifters.
Yeah, which, those are also really weird. Those you gotta are look strange. Down every time you shift to make sure you shift into the right gear.
Yeah, like why is that a thing? Can we talk about that?
I saw. I'll
get back
chase.
To the marathon in a moment. I just want to talk about dial shifters. Why? Who thought of that?
What's a dial shifter?
It's so you know how like whenever you switch gears in automatic, you like
normally there's a stick, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a dial that goes between parking to drive to reverse.
Oh. I mean, it's not that complicated.
It's not complicated, but that's got to be really weird to work on.
Dude, I saw, okay, I was on, I think it was Instagram or something, but it was like a dash cam footage from a cop's point of view, and it was some guy in a police chase, whatever, but he had gotten boxed in, and he kept trying to, like, reverse and wiggle himself out, but he had a dial shifter, so he kept looking down all the way, turning all the way to his right, looking down, he had, like, spotlights in his face, all of that. And just kept turning it back and forth and back and forth, trying to, like, get into reverse. And it was so poop, boo, stinky.
I want to know what genius was like. Let's use dial shifting.
Well, I mean, if you're not, like, shifting a manual.
I mean, yeah. But manual dial shifting would be nightmarish. Oh, that'd be a nightmare.
I don't think it would work.
I don't think
it
would work.
You know, let me switch it into third.
Like, that would be...
Like... When you like double shift, you just have to go.
Like, yeah, you're
really
just,
fast. And
that's oh, that's.
I wouldn't do that.
I would not.
I like my stick.
I like my automatic.
I like my transmission and my clutch in one place, and piston three still being in the engine block. I really like that idea, but like I just don't,
I like having a car.
Exactly.
That I can drive.
I like one that is functioning and working properly. Like, I just want to know, who sat down in a board meeting and was like, yes, we need to put dial shifters in cars now?
It's like, who's decided to put a refrigerator?
It's not necessary.
I saw a car that has a refrigerator in it. Like a mini, like a mini fridge.
Okay, but that's luxury. Okay, that's cool. That's neat. A dial shifter, that's not luxury. That's kind of unnecessary, really.
So they tried to make, like, the like main driver's seat a lot more minimal. A lot
holistic?
Less
minimalistic.
Yeah, they're limited. It's now like everything's a touchscreen, and you control your AC. There's no physical buttons, right? The only buttons you have are on your steering wheel, and normally those are still like touch controls as well.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about touchscreens. I feel like some of them are unnecessary.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. It's really unnecessary.
Did you see the Tesla shifters that they do in like the Cybertruck and stuff? And it's like up at your top. Like, where you'd put your sunglasses normally in that
you
little light compartment.
There's a shifter
yeah.
above you?
Yes.
Why?
That's how you... Because it's an electric car. It's
why?
Whatever.
Why is it gotta be
fancy.
Weird? Why is it gotta be weird? Oh, I don't like that.
There's no
either.
Engine. What do you expect?
But it doesn't have to be that weird.
No, like, but does... I don't know if the shift... I don't know if a shift would work. Because it's electric.
Well, I mean, yeah. No it, wouldn't, it wouldn't have... But you'd still need to park, reverse...
Right.
Forward...
No, I understand that.
I like the tactile feel of my stick moving.
Yeah.
I can move it up into neutral while I'm in drive, where I can move it to the side and have it be a sequential manual.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have it go up or down gears. And being able to put it into park and feel it click is really reassuring.
It tells you, yes, you are parked.
Yes.
You
if are I here. Don't have that, I feel scared.
It's weird. It's very weird. But why would they put the... shifter above you, that I feel like...
Hopefully you're not pressing it while you're driving. You
hopefully
know,
not.
Keeping it out of the way.
Imagine you, like, get scared while driving. Because your hands are going to go, like... Like, your hands are going to go up.
Get scared while
you're
driving.
You're scared, and then you're driving, and, like, somebody yells, and you get scared, and
somebody yells.
You just smack the park button while going, like, 50.
Let all of your wheels lock up and just slide.
Well, you're right. You're usually not going to be flailing. Bro, do you flail your arms around while you drive?
No, I get... My arms get really close to me, actually, whenever I, like...
Yeah.
Whenever I get scared. Like, I don't want... Like, I just... But some people, like, actually, like... Their arms go up. I'm not saying me. I'm saying somebody's arms could just go. You yell. We could yell in the radio right now, and I guarantee somebody's arm would go up.
Let's not.
I would. But I'm just saying it is most likely a possibility.
Gabe just said the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But yeah.
Where were we?
Shifter. If imagine just your hand just absolutely you're going like 50 down the highway.
50 down the highway and you smack it into reverse.
And you get scared and you smack it into park or reverse and it's just
your transmission's
done.
I think our funding just changed for the marathon.
Your wheels would absolutely get torn to pieces. Are we above 3,000 now?
Yeah.
You just heard it right now, right here live.
310.
We're at $3,010. We are way ahead of the way last year. Last year we made like...
Was it 215?
No, we made 3,000 something.
Oh.
It was a lot of money last year. We beat the record last year. We're going to beat the record again this year.
Ooh.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen, your donations can make a difference for student-led radio.
Absolutely they can. They help us.
You got shirts?
Help us to be on air?
I think those are handouts.
Shirts. I like shirts.
But yeah, no. Wow, that just happened live on air. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is spectacular. Fellas, you heard it here, folks.
$3,000. Oh my
gosh, $3,000.
And you can make that number higher by donating to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Your contributions will make a difference.
This is how we got new mics.
It is.
It's how we got these like little shock absorbers.
Shock mounts.
We got
filters.
Pop filters, which honestly, about time that we got pop filters, because we could just...
Yes. Kind of like that, but now you can say Peter Piper packed a pack of pickled peppers, and it's not...
And it's not crackling every time you breathe in.
If we come over here and we...
Yeah, there you go. But now it's crisp. It's clear.
It is.
It sounds nice. You can smack the microphone, and it's not going to... Don't smack the microphone. Please, guys. These are very expensive.
You cannot...
These are very nice. No. No.
You could like, actually touch the microphone without it going...
Well, kind of. Mine gets all staticky whenever I touch it.
No, that's mine. Stop that. Gabe.
I think we broke it.
Gabe.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Do not touch the mic stand. But anyways. Yeah, no. Marathon money. That is...
Awesome.
That's what I love about the marathon is, Gabe, please stop.
I'm casting a spell on your mic right now.
Well, clearly it's working. I need you to stop.
You need to stop.
I need you to stop practicing wizardry on my mic stand so that I can talk into it and not make it sound like bzzz. Please.
The wrap-up is coming soon.
The wrap-up? What's the wrap-up?
Is it where a bunch of rappers
wrap on up my, presents? I'm on a different shows and... Wrap up is like where we just wrap up the year and.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I mean it is the end, dude. I'm.
You don't think it's... You don't know. You don't remember it's the end. You're like, this is.
I don't know how many more shows I have before like.
I have at least six.
It's near to the end. Someone's gonna have to pick up the mantle, for Off the Rails.
I will have to pick up the.
You will have to pick up the. You'll have to pick up the mantle, and you'll have to keep the chaos.
We could combine three shows because there's a Random Rambles.
I'm combining two shows.
You're combining two?
Yeah.
What are you combining?
So I'm combining Pass the Rock and the Playbook, and it's just gonna be the Playbook.
Pass the Book?
No, it's just the Playbook.
Can you name it Pass the Book, please?
I can name it the Rock Book, but no, I'm not. It's just gonna be the Playbook because. So the reason this is hard. The reason that there's two shows right now is because Garrett doesn't know a lot about NBA ball, and that's what we mainly talk about. But Rock doesn't know anything about football or anything else other than basketball. So that's why there's two shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, but next year it's just gonna be one because me and Jason know both. Me and Jason have both.
Okay.
We know about both, so that's why I'm combining two shows. So I don't spend most of my week. On air. I can just take two. I have 2 days, and then I can... Because next year, I'll also be knee-deep in games and calling games and stuff next year.
And you're also going to have to deal with this.
I will.
Off the rails. You're going to have to pick up the mantle, or someone will have to pick up the mantle. But you've got to practice your chaos.
You need chaos.
Okay? Yeah, we're going to practice that right now, actually. All right? You understand that?
Yeah. What do I need to do?
What do you need to do? You need to be...
Can you come up with a topic?
No, listen. You're going to practice the intro, because...
Grilled cheese.
When you do the intro...
Oh, yelling?
Yeah, you gotta yell into the microphone. You gotta say...
I've done it before.
You've yelled, of course, but you gotta practice this intro. So, we're gonna practice
Are we playing the intro?
Oh, yeah, we're playing the intro. You're practicing this, remember?
Keep it quiet, though.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Only you, Brody.
Only you, Brody. This is scary. Only you. Are you ready to practice this intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go.
We're now listening to
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Off the Rails with Brody West and my fellow colleagues Samuel Pierman and Gabe.
Yeah, mid show break. That was a pretty good one.
That was a pretty good one, honestly. Okay, I'll be honest, 10. Gabe. Out of 10, you scream. It was very unenthusiastic. You need to. Like somebody just we just peaked
doing
there.
That right next
when you
to
do
the mics.
When you do the scream, you gotta bring it from the lowest.
Ah,
not ah. It's not an ah. It's not an ah. It's not a.
Oh my god!
It's not like that. It's an ah.
People's like cars someone just, are very loud and upset right now.
Ah, like that. Ah. Like you just got poked.
I
with
can't
something
do that
hurts.
Anymore. I can hear it in my own headphones.
And then you gotta have the chaos. You gotta have to keep the ball rolling throughout the show. It's very difficult. Gabe,
stop.
Stop casting a spell on my microphone. It sounds weird.
What if I do it to mine?
I don't even think it sounds...
Mine doesn't work.
I don't even know if that...
Let me touch yours.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, it's only Sam's.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Quit casting spells.
I used to be able to touch, like, the little metal bar that we have that, like...
But, yeah, Brody, if you're going to be taking over the mantle...
Gotta
you're going to have to
scream better.
You got to practice the scream, and you got to practice your chaos. You need to work on... You're very mellow, man. You are a very mellow man.
Yes, I am.
And the people that you find next year for this show, they got to be as chaotic.
I know. It's going to be tough. Me and Kieran are both very mellow people, I would
Kieran
say.
Gets a little silly at times.
Kieran knows how to flip-flop.
He does.
Can flip-flop. Brody, you are very tame and very calm. You are very composed. You need to figure out how to stop that.
Fix it.
If I get Jason in here,
get Jason
I'd probably
in here.
Flip my lid.
Maybe, but...
Would you say that you'd crash out?
Yeah.
Okay.
He almost did to me today already.
Would you say you would go off the rails?
I would go off the rails.
Oh my gosh! I feel like that's... I honestly think that's like the first time I've made that joke this year.
Well,
this year?
Is it supposed to happen a lot?
Last year it happened a couple of times, but like I said,
we've kept it off the rails.
Off the books.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, it doesn't. It feels so weird, but I really honestly think you guys are prepared for the marathon. You guys prepared for the difficult hardships of picking up phones and answering calls to hand out prizes.
I think the most I'll be able to do is be a menace and just ruin the workflow entirely.
You're going to ruin
You're coming back next year?
No.
No, he's a senior.
Yeah, you're a senior.
I'm an old man.
I'm an old man, too. I was probably born in the same year you guys were.
2006.
2005. Yes.
2006.
Get this old guy out of here. Dementia.
Hey.
Dementia. Who are you?
Hey, I literally... People call me Unk at school.
What does that mean?
Unk Brody?
Well, Unk means you're old.
Brody, you go to Mooresville, right?
Yeah.
Is there a little sophomore named Aaron? Aaron?
Aaron? There's a lot of Aarons at my school.
There's one I was hanging out with.
What's his last name?
I don't know. I didn't ask him his last
name.
I just asked him.
Sophomores. I'm not going to say that. But some sophomores I find irredeemable in some ways.
Yeah. He was pretty chill, though. He seemed like a decent fellow.
Most people are. It's just, it's the same way online where it's like the people that aren't are way louder than the people that are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Twitter cancel culture versus any other group ever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I bully freshmen. You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Listen.
Nah, I just bully freshmen.
Senior superiority.
Yeah.
We're just better.
We're just.
All I got to say, listen. What do you mean, eh? We I'm just better. Are. We are.
It's no, I'm better.
You're better?
I'm better.
I make fun of some of the sophomores. Quiet, junior. In the halls.
I'm better.
He's almost a senior.
He's almost. There's the he big word there.
He has 1 month.
There's the big word
one
there.
1 whole month.
Almost.
Hey, I'm going to be a senior. You guys are going to be freshmen.
Who's going to be in college?
But you'll be a freshman again.
Womp womp.
I'll be on the top of the world.
Well, you cut that
you'll
hat.
Be on the bottom of the no. totem pole.
Bottom. Buddy. Okay.
Bucko.
But who's going to be. Buckaroo. Who's going to be the one that graduated, though?
I don't care. I'm a school. Senior.
I graduated elementary school.
So did I.
I did a little performance.
I did too.
Sung a little song, did a little dance.
I did that too. I didn't dance though, I sang. It was in middle school. It was like a.
This was elementary school.
Oh.
I was cooler than you.
Yeah, I also sang and danced in elementary school. It was for like a recital thing. I don't remember what. It was
I don't
like
know
a winter
why
thing.
They do that to a bunch of little kids.
I don't know. I wasn't a good dancer.
They have no idea what's going on either. They're just like there.
I was just kind of there.
I had a little electric.
You know, I don't feel like
arts.
You gain sentience until like
first
grade.
No, you're sentient through that. I was sentient during kindergarten.
I wasn't.
You
I sparkles are getting louder.
Actually, no, I remember one thing, but I can't say that on there.
I remember
one time I fell on my face.
Hmm?
In kindergarten. That's like one of the biggest things I remember.
Yeah, no, I was sentient during kindergarten. Actually, it was before kindergarten because I remember waking up at the same time as my brothers and turning on PBS Kids and just watching that all day.
One time I gained sentience on a plane.
Grand.
Yeah, I was on a plane. Took a nap on my mom's lap.
I wonder what that would have felt like. You're just on a plane, you just realize you're human.
I was watching Finding Nemo, too.
And you're just like, you look out the window, you're just like,
wow.
It was really loud.
Well, probably because it's a plane.
Yeah.
Were you
know,
crying?
I tuned in. No.
Were you one of those crying babies that I wanted?
Oh, the sentience that I had, I was not crying.
Well, what? Go ahead, Brody.
I was going to say.
What were you going to say? Come on.
I was going to say one of those babies that cry that I wanted to punt.
To punt?
Yeah.
We'll get a separate airplane for crying babies only.
Literally,
honestly.
Literally just.
Please. Yeah. If you could have, you know those motorcycles that have like the little thing on the side?
I want to.
Let's see. We should make that for planes, but just for babies.
Listen, this is. If you have a crying baby on a plane, this is what I'm going to do.
Open.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Down the aisle.
Down the aisle. Down the aisle into the.
Snack cart.
Snack cart. Crash into it. Just.
Make sure those pretzels break, too, because they're nasty.
Actually,
I've never.
Aren't that bad.
I've never had airplane food, so I wouldn't know.
It's like not crackers.
Good.
Like crackers?
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever... I had Nutter Butters on one. That was...
One time a lady next to me ordered...
steak?
No. It was tomato juice and then like... I forget what it's called, but it's like ginger something.
Ginger ale? Snaps?
Ginger ale?
No, ginger ale and tomato juice. And I was so taken aback.
That's a unique combination. I'll give it that.
It's not unique. It's disgusting.
It's scary. Unique.
She didn't have them in the same cup. She had them in different cups, but then she'd like take a sip of one and then take a sip of the other.
Like
and
an alchemist. Oh,
yeah. She would and then like switch around her mouth.
No.
Okay.
It's not mouthwash.
And she like just starts swishing her. I might have thrown up. Saw that.
I was trying to not look at her at all.
I would have made a comment about that. Like, what is wrong with you, lady?
Nah,
what are
you
doing?
Just see me get up and walk to the bathroom because I would not be able to
get up
that.
And walk to first class, sit down in the front, be like, I do not want to deal with what's back there, please.
I had the
bartender, pour it up, Nate.
Okay,
hit the little call button, save me, please. Give
get
me, away.
Me out of here. I don't want
to
be here.
Psychopath sitting next to me.
You can drop me now. I'll live. I'll
yo, where'd a parachute at?
Pull open the emergency life raft and slide down that.
Nah, send me a parachute. I'm good.
Into the sky?
Into the sky, yeah.
Open I've always air. Wanted to go skydiving.
That's not...
Didn't they lose compression in one of the planes recently and, like, one of the windows just fell out?
I don't know.
Whew.
I know it's that in some plane, the door just kind of, like, fell off.
Maybe it was that.
I saw a plane
I don't
where
remember.
There was, like, a thing taped over a window and they would peel back the window. They peel back, the little... sheet of paper and it looked like the window had been like shot.
Ah,
it's
oh, it was
cracked.
Just like a circular, yeah.
It's
how
cracked.
Neat. I love.
Well, that can happen though.
But
like
the
hail.
Thing is about that is it's two paned.
Oh, okay.
So right.
It's still compressed.
However,
it can still fly. It just doesn't. It looks trashy.
It's a little scarier than you'd like it to be.
It's very scary.
I did not like sitting in the window seats on airplanes and just looking at the like the little. They got the flappies, not the big wings? Ones.
Oh, yes, the little the tiny pieces on the end of the plane.
Pieces yeah. On the very like
those are the
end of the wing, but it was just constantly up. And I was just like, is this supposed to be pointing straight up like that?
That's when you close the window and go take another nap.
I just closed my eyes and prayed. The plane was very rocky, and I was like,
by turbulence.
I love turbulence.
I don't.
You see the one?
I don't.
Like, sometimes it gets crazy.
Maybe, but.
You know what I did love about airplanes when I was younger?
What?
Those little pins.
Pins?
You didn't get pins?
I've never been on an airplane.
What?
Pearman, we're going to change that. We're going to change that. We're going to take him on his first flight, and it's going to be to Canada.
If you can't,
we do need to go to Canada. That'd be awesome. Off the rails goes to Canada.
No.
Can we film it live?
It's cold in Canada.
So? It's not cold. It's about the same weather we have here. If you go to Toronto? Yeah.
Yes.
Vancouver? Yeah.
I'm not going to Canada.
Why? We go see a hockey game.
Okay, that would be fun.
Go see like a Maple Leafs game or something.
Let's go to Quebec.
Hockey game, that'd be fun.
Exactly.
But what else is there to do?
Cry. It's literally New York just in Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's safer. And they have and a good rail system. And not as dirty.
What did you say, Gabe?
They have a good rail system.
Like trains?
Metro, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get around with it.
Like subway kind of trains or vacation kind of like hop subway. On, look around thing kind of trains?
Hold up.
Inner city kind of trains.
Oh, so like, it's an not actual like
metro network.
So not like a tourist train. Sort of ordeal.
You can use it as if you're a tourist.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, I mean,
I'm having issues with my words today.
We're going to Canada, boys.
We no.
I got my passport.
I don't.
I'm set.
We are going to Canada when I turn 19.
Pearman, we're getting you a passport.
No, I know why. Do you know why?
Why?
The legal age of consumption ends is 19.
Oh yeah, that's Canada too. Different countries have different rules. Mexico has 18. So.
All right.
But we're going to Canada.
Yeah.
I decided. And we're going to go see a Maple Leafs game.
I
think that'll be fun.
I'm going to stay here in Indiana where it's warm.
Nope, we're taking you.
I'm going to stay
where it's warm. If you want to go be warm, go to Florida.
That's where I plan to go. For vacation.
For a vacation.
Because I'm honestly, excited to go there.
I want to live in Canada. I do. When I get older, I do want to move to Canada. Permanently.
If I can. Be a lumberjack in Canada.
No, not even a lumberjack. It's just cost of life is lower.
A little bit, yeah.
The what's it called? Just like life in general, like people, crime is lower.
Crime rate, yeah.
So all that stuff is lower. But it's also Canada. And I'll live close to the border where I can just come down to Minnesota and then drive to Indiana.
You could.
Yeah, but then that's like a 5-hour drive every time you wanna.
Last year my English teacher told me that he used to do that. Because he lived like right on the border and he just had dual citizenship because he was like right there. So he'd just go back and forth and back and forth. Like there's a gas, it was right on the border.
If you live in Toronto, you could just go see the Niagara Falls whenever you want to go.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but.
You could also do it in Buffalo, but.
I like Indiana.
Indiana's nice.
It's a chill place. I think there are better places and worse places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of like middle of the
Arizona.
Pack.
The desert.
Hello. Yeah, you're talking about my
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm. I am. How hot was it there? Scale of 1 to 10.
Indiana.
10.
Blazing?
Yes.
Burning.
You get in your car and you get burnt by your seatbelt.
Compare it to Indiana.
Indiana summers.
Indiana summers. Indiana's like...
Dude, Indiana summers are fun.
Probably an 8 out of... 7 out of 10. It's close, but not quite. It's humidity that keeps it up there.
Oh, yeah. Humidity makes it warm.
That's
just really
and that's because of the lake. The big effect. Lake. Yes. The big great lake up there, bud.
But let me tell you, best part about summer in Indiana? Pool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because then you don't have to deal with the humidity. It's actually water.
It's so nice.
But then you get out and
you have an in-ground pool?
You fancy fellow.
I'll invite you out. You guys want me to invite you out?
Mm.
I know it's a drive for you.
If you are listening right now, you are invited to bro. I'm just kidding.
Brody's pool party.
Yeah, let me dox my address.
Here, everybody.
I have it right here. But, no, I mean, hey, that'd be sick.
I know it'd be a drive for you. I could come pick you up.
Maybe. It might be a drive.
No, it'd be a drive.
I like driving. I know
where it's about an hour.
You know where I... No, you don't.
But you've showed us where you live.
Have I?
Yes.
Have I?
Yes.
When did I do that? Hold on.
Like
a long time ago.
Third, second quarter-ish. Yes.
Man, I must be losing it.
Paramount, I can come pick you up.
I mean, it is the end of the year.
It's also every day feels the same.
Every day is... It's... Listen, man, it's been pretty busy. I've been in the final stretch for everything, for high school graduation, graduation party, college stuff, a lot of paperwork.
Too much paperwork.
Either. I want out, and I'm almost out. But I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss this. I'm not going to lie.
There are a couple concerts coming up that I've decided I'm no longer a senior. I'm an old man. I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to enjoy my last, like, 6 months of being a... Well, wait, hold on. Let me do the math really quick. 14 days of me being 17.
Oh, is your birthday coming up?
Yeah.
Woo! Happy birthday, Gabe.
My birthday's in June.
Aw, happy birthday, Brady.
I'll be 18.
Happy birthday, man. Brady.
This is insane.
I'll be 18 years old.
We're old.
We're old.
We're all becoming old.
We're getting older.
And I'm the oldest in this room.
Not that much, though.
Yeah, but, like, I feel so...
Did you just punch the mic?
Yeah, out of anger. I just...
You got so frustrated, boom. He just socked the mic.
I'm full of fury!
Boom.
I'm so old! It's so weird.
You're like that violent. One old guy that's like, get off my property.
Get off my lawn!
Yeah, there it is.
I love doing that. I'm gonna miss that the most.
Smacking the desk.
Yeah.
Miss because
it just sounds so violent.
Well, you gotta hit it really hard now because we have the shock mounts.
Yeah, because of the shock mounts. I hate the shock mounts. Like it just sounds so fun.
He's putting so much effort into hitting the desk, and it's not.
Yeah, my pinky.
It's just a damn.
My pinky hurts now. I'm not gonna lie. Here, I landed.
If you like grab the shock mount.
If I grab the shock mount, then
I don't know how you like hold it in place so that you can get it to transfer.
You just hold it like this.
Guys.
Wow.
That one actually kind of worked.
That one had like such a few. I'm going to stop smacking this thing.
Bingo.
This beautiful, beautiful desk. I love this desk.
This desk has been through a lot.
It's been through a lot. It's been through Ryan. It's been through Ryan punching it. It's been through me punching it. Soon it'll be through you punching it. This microphone's been through Ryan screaming into it.
This microphone?
No, this one.
That one's a new one.
This one right here.
It's a new one.
Oh, well, the last one was through Ryan screaming into it.
That microphone
finally been through me screaming through it. Soon it'll be through you screaming through it. And you will have to learn how to properly scream through this microphone.
I will.
You will have to learn how to be chaotic. You'll have to take a short course over it.
Are you gonna stalk me when I'm on the show? You're gonna be like...
He's gonna listen to the radio and be like, Brody, you're not doing
that. I mean...
You're not doing it right.
Technically, since IUPUI is in Indianapolis...
You could listen.
I'll probably... Peep in once in a while, but you gotta.
I'll tell you what.
You gotta get this time slot next year, though.
This one.
Wednesday.
8:30 to 9:15.
Okay, I'll get it on Wednesdays.
Okay.
I am not doing three shows next year.
You're not doing three.
Do that again.
Hey man, you can do it. I'm on basically every single day, and I'm fine.
I make.
Yeah, but I talk every single day.
I do. What do you think?
Like on our actual, like you have your show. You have your music.
I talk on the show. He does. But during my music show, I'm talking a lot. I'm talking a lot, advertising, you know, the marathon, May 3rd and 4th. Listen in, please. Today with, you know, Off the Rails. Tomorrow with I Don't Know. And occasionally on Fridays for something. Usually whenever I'm needed.
Yesterday, I Don't Know, or last week, I Don't Know, turned into a music show.
Did it?
It did.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Oh, okay. Well, usually I'm on I Don't Know, unless it turns into a music show.
When nobody shows up.
I was here.
Hey. You. It was only you.
It was only me.
Nobody else was awake.
Everyone was awake.
You could ask me. I probably was awake. I don't sleep.
Brody. We could have had another Off the Rails episode with you hosting it.
Off the Rails 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Off the Rails and I Don't Know crossover.
Exactly. Speaking of crossing over, we got to cross over into the end of this show.
Oh, no.
We are out of time.
Can we play Frank Sinatra, please?
That's actually...
No.
Okay. I think that... That is a good way to end the show today. Hold on.
We're old. Goodbye.
Hold on. Hold on. Aretha Franklin. Hold on a second. I'm finding it. I know which song. Okay. He's leaving. Everybody, bye. Thank you so much.
Don't hit me with
so much for being here. This has been Off the Rails. Be sure to listen in May 3rd and 4th for the marathon.
Yeah.